Chapter 12. If you'd like to see a map of Eddie Street and what he's explored of The Gloom, you can find it in my Facebook group. Search for Fans of Logan Jacobs in Facebook groups or on my Patreon. Search Google for Patreon plus Logan Jacobs. I looked out the small window in the room, through a crack in the shutter so I wouldn't be seen, to the street below, and saw at least a dozen night elves in the grayish-blue armor that marked them as Ursinger's men. And there in the center of the street, with his arms crossed in front of him, and wearing deep purple armor, was Janaeus overseeing everything. The guards were handing out the declarations on thick parchment paper to the few villagers who were on the street at this time, but it seemed like people were mostly trying to avoid the guards. But there was one dwarven man being questioned by two night elves in blue-gray armor, and I couldn't remember if the dwarf had been in the tavern when Amrilla and I came in. "Fuck me," I spat, as I moved away from the window.
"You are also wanted by the guard,"
Grok, the orc proprietor, said to Amrilla.
"There is a bounty out on you, and if you are seen, you will also be arrested."
"What?" I replied, as I turned to the half-demon. "Why are you wanted?"
"Sedition,"
Amrilla said with a shrug.
"There was a misunderstanding between me and a night elf who had more gold than he had sense. Are there any guards in the common room downstairs?"
"There wasn't any when I came up here,"
the green-skinned man said.
"One handed me the declaration and left when I said I hadn't seen anyone matching the description. But that means if either of you are found here, I will be arrested alongside you."
"What are the chances someone who was here when we came in will tell the guards a different story?" I asked, as my mind raced to think of a way out of this.
"The elf traders left after they had drank their fill,"
Grok said,
"and the people of Bermshire wouldn't readily give up information to Ursinger's men. But there is no way to be sure of that. 1,000 gold is more than most people in the village make in 4 lifetimes, and that might loosen some tongues."
"Do you have a back door?" I asked, as I started to feel a little claustrophobic. "Maybe we could head out through an alley and be out of here before they realize we were here?"
"That is what we will have to do,"
Grok said, as he thoughtfully rubbed the black stubble on his chin.
"Gather your things quickly. The soldiers may decide to search the rooms, just as an exercise of their authority, if for no other reason."
"I guess I better put my clothes on,"
Amrilla groaned, as she walked back to the post on her bed.
"I'll wait for you both outside."
Grok cleared his throat, gave me a raised eyebrow, stepped into the hallway, and then closed the door softly. I turned to grab my backpack and caught sight of Amrilla's tight ass and toned back as she bent over to tug her pants on. I tried to avert my eyes, but then she bent a little lower, and I couldn't help but see the shape of her bare pussy lips between the gap in her sleek thighs.
"I'll let you have a closer look if we get out of this alive,"
she said without looking at me, and then she began to shimmy her hips back and forth so she could wiggle her tight pants on. "First things first," I said, as I managed to get enough brain cells working together to throw my backpack on, and then I checked my pistol to make sure it was ready if things came down to a fight. The walls of the inn were all made of wood, and I worried the AK would just punch through the walls and hurt an innocent person if the guards stormed in. I'd have to be careful as fuck where I aimed if we had to fight our way out of here.
"I'm good,"
Amrilla said, and I turned around to see she'd put on her tight leather corset slash top piece and was almost done buckling her sword belt around her narrow hips. I nodded and then opened the door to the hallway.
What is that?
Grok asked, as we gathered again at the door and he saw my handgun. I'm sure it doesn't look like much to you, I replied. But it packs a wallop. Let's just say it's a weapon, and I can take someone down from several yards away.
If you say so, the big orc said as he eyed me skeptically. We'll need to be quiet, and before we go down the stairs, wait while I make sure no guards have come in.
We stepped out of the room and went down the long hallway toward the stairs. I had the cloak on again, but some of the stain from the berries had begun to rub off my skin, which gave me a mottled, sickly appearance. I pulled the hood up and hoped it would allow me to get out of the village undetected, but I already had a feeling that would be almost impossible. At the top of the stairs, Grok told us to wait, and he went down ahead of us.
Kallis, we heard the orc say from the stairway. Where is Sabha?
In the kitchen,
a gruff female voice replied.
Wait!
Go tell her I want to wash the glasses from last night again,
Grok ordered.
Make up an excuse, and make sure she stays back there.
After a moment of silence, the large man appeared at the bottom of the stairway and silently beckoned us forward. Amrilla and I crept down the stairs, and when we reached the bottom, I could see the common room only had three patrons sitting there, one of which was a dwarf who was passed out and snoring loudly. The other two pointedly ignored us, including the Zenkari man with the gold-tipped horns, who glanced up once and then turned back to his pint of ale without a change in his expression. Grok led us behind the bar, and he kept his eye on a side door where the sound of clinking glass was coming from.
Why can't he rewash the glasses?
I could hear Sabha's voice whine from the other side of the door.
If he thinks they're still so dirty,
just do as you're told, girl.
Kallis's harsh voice replied.
You're getting paid for it, aren't you?
Past the side door, there was another door that led into a stinking alley behind the tavern. There were some crates filled with refuse by the door, but there wasn't anyone in sight.
Try to get well away from here before you get caught,
Grok said quietly as the horned woman and I stepped into the alley.
I don't need trouble with the guards right now.
Thank you, Grok, I whispered.
Just get out of here,
the orc said simply, before he closed the back door behind him.
It is still early,
Amrilla whispered to me.
We might be able to sneak through the alleys between the houses and cut along the back of the cavern to the farmlands.
Sounds good to me, I replied. But there was a tight knot in the pit of my stomach. I'd seen about 12 soldiers, not including Janaeus, and I had no idea knowing how many more were patrolling the village. As we moved silently in the narrow alleys between the houses, I prayed no one would choose that moment to come out and start their day's business. We made it past several houses before there was the sound of heavy footfalls, and a night elf man in blue armor came around the corner. The guardsman stopped with a surprised look on his face, and Amrilla took a menacing step forward while I raised my pistol. But it was already too late.
He's here! The elf shouted at the top of his lungs. Behind the...
The elf's words were cut short as the horned woman leaped forward and shoved her short sword through his chest as casually as if she was stabbing a bite of food with her fork.
Well, I guess we had better run,
she said as soon as the dead guard tumbled off her sword. Then the two of us broke into a sprint. But Janaeus's men were a well-organized fighting force. Amrilla and I had only gone a few feet before two soldiers appeared in the alley before us, and three more came up from behind us to block off our retreat. The red-skinned woman brandished her sword with a fierce grin on her face.
Try and take me if you like,
she said to the guards in front of us.
But it will cost you each an arm or two.
I kept an eye on the three men behind us, and while the other two in front weighed how much they liked their arms where they were, one of the soldiers behind us took a step toward me. I raised my pistol and fired at him, but I wasn't prepared for how loud the report of the pistol was going to be inside the cavern. Neither was anyone else. As the elf I shot fell to the ground with a bloody hole in his chest, one of the other soldiers behind us dropped his sword as he instinctively raised his hands to protect his long ears. The two in front of us rushed forward as their eyes opened with panic. But Amrilla pulled out her other sword and jumped in front of them before I could get another shot off.
"So loud!"
she screamed as she parried an overhead swing from one of the elves with her right sword, while she smacked the other elf's sword away with the edge of her left blade. The guard behind took a cautious step toward me, while his friend ducked to pick up his sword. So I aimed down my high point sights and pulled the trigger as gently as I could. The shock of the gun going off was like cymbals in my ears, but the man screamed as my bullet tore through his right arm. I pulled the trigger again, and this time his head exploded with a bright fountain of red blood as the bullet went straight through his blue skull. The one who had dropped his sword turned and ran out of the alley, and as I turned to help the beautiful horned woman, she cleaved open one of the soldier's necks like a Pez dispenser as the other tried to swing his sword at her head. The close quarters of the alley were clearly making sword fighting difficult, since it was almost impossible to get a good swing in the tight space. "Duck, Amrilla!" I shouted, but the volume of my own voice was halved by the ringing in my ears from the gunshots. The red-skinned woman still ducked down, and I aimed my handgun at the guardsman's center mass so I wouldn't miss. Then I squeezed the trigger, and the bullet ripped through the man's blue leather armor a half second before he fell backward into the wall of a building with his dead eyes still open.
"Come on!"
Amrilla yelled as she darted for the mouth of the alleyway. More soldiers had circled around us through the alleys, and we were forced to run out onto the main street to get away from them before we were surrounded. But as we came out onto the wider main street, I realized we had done exactly what they wanted us to do. In a half circle around the alley were the rest of Janaeus's men, with Janea standing right behind them with a smug look on his angular face.
"Drop your weapons and come quietly," the man in the purple armor shouted. "Fighting will do you no good."
"No thanks," I shouted back over the buzz in my ears, and then I raised my pistol again and shot three times in rapid succession at the soldiers in front of us. All hell broke loose. Three men fell to the ground as the group screamed and flinched away. They probably had no idea what was really going on, but they must have seen the fire pop out of the front of my pistol and then their friends fall over dead, so they had to guess that I was doing it. Half of the men started to run away, but Janaeus screamed louder than the ringing in my ears, and the other half rushed toward us as another group ran from the alley and into the clearing. I didn't have time to stop and count them, but there were at least 20 from the alleys, along with the 14 or so running toward us.
"Shit!"
Amrilla held both of her swords at the ready as she stepped back, but then her head turned to the right, and I saw her notice a lit lantern on a cart next to us. I holstered my pistol and then ripped my AK forward as Amrilla sheathed one of her swords and grabbed a lit lantern on a cart next to us. Then she threw it at the building next to us, where it exploded into shattered glass and burning oil as the building caught fire.
"Run!"
the horned woman shouted, and we ducked into the alley we'd come from, which was blocked by two of the night elf guards. I set my rifle against my shoulder as I ran toward them and put the first guy's chest in the iron sights before I pulled the trigger.
The massive rifle bullet took a fist-sized chunk out of his torso, where his left shoulder was connected, and I quickly aimed at the other guy and squeezed the trigger again. His skull exploded like an overripe watermelon.
Yes!
Amrilla cheered as we ran past the two corpses and turned into the next alley. But I almost couldn't hear her voice. Holy fuck. The AK was deafening in the cavern. My ears were ringing so loud it sounded like sirens. But I shook off my disorientation as we stepped over the bodies and dashed down the alley as fast as our legs would carry us. My heart pounded in my chest, and the walls of the buildings felt like they were closing in on us as we ran toward the western edge of the town and back toward the farmland. What I really needed to do was to get to the top of a building or out into an open area where I could shoot these fuckers super easy. Fighting in the town alleyways nullified a bit of the advantage of having firearms, and I still didn't quite know exactly how many assholes we were up against. I only had 58 bullets across 3 AK mags, a dozen or so left in the mag of my pistol, and then another spare pistol mag. It might have been enough, but I'd gotten pretty damn lucky with my shots so far, and I didn't want to keep pressing my luck. Then the screech of the Nictors cut through the muffled ringing in my ears. Oh, shit. There was a dropping sensation in my stomach as dread set in. I'd hoped that when we reached the farmland outside the village, we would be able to lose the soldiers and make a run for the cavern of the subterranean forest, which I had guessed would be to the northwest of here. But with the Nictors tracking Amrilla and I from above, I didn't know if we'd be able to do that, and I didn't want to lead Janaeus and his men right to the iron door. We came out of the main cluster of houses at the northern end of the village, and the cavern wall was visible several hundred yards away. "This way!" I shouted to the red-skinned woman next to me, and I took a sharp turn to the left. The houses here were more sparse, and we actually had enough room to breathe. We ran west away from the village, but a group of 3 elf guards moved to cut us off some 50 yards away at the end of the street, and I saw a Nictor angling overhead. "Why aren't these assholes afraid of my rifle?" I yelled at Amrilla as I pointed my rifle up at the flying Nictor. I'd never shot a gun at a target that high, so my first shot went wide under his feet, and my second shot grazed his wing. But my third shot blew a massive hole in his stomach. The Nictor screamed as he tumbled down to the streets, and I aimed my rifle at the 3 night elves blocking us.
"What did you say?"
Amrilla shouted as she ducked behind me so she wasn't in the way of my rifle. "Why aren't they running?" I shouted each word after I pulled the trigger on my rifle, and each of the elf fucks went down with a hole in their chests, except for the last guy, who I hit in the thigh with my first shot, and then the head with my second.
"They are more afraid of Janaeus and Ursinger,"
she yelled as we started running again. But then I saw more elves peeking out of the side streets. And these fuckers had bows and crossbows. Well, shit.
"Halt!"
One of the elves shouted, and another guard to his right leveled a crossbow at us.
"Watch out!"
I jumped in front of Amrilla as I aimed my AK at the group, but the archer got his shot off as I rapidly squeezed the trigger of my rifle and let fly a burst of bullets. My shots took out both of the guys closest to us, but the one fucker's bolt grazed my arm, ripped a hole through my sleeve, and drew blood.
"Shit!"
I groaned as pain lanced at my arm, and I could feel the hot, sticky blood starting to ooze down toward my wrist. I shoved the pain away and fired twice at the next group of elves peeking out from the side of the alleys up ahead, and two shots tore through one man's chest as he tried desperately to pull back the string of his bow. Another Nyctor screeched from up above, and I looked up just in time to see him swooping toward me with his sword angled to cut off my head.
No!
Amrilla shouted as she jumped out from behind me in a flash of cold steel and flowing strawberry blonde hair. The Nyctor tried to adjust his trajectory, but he couldn't pull out of his dive in time, and with an upward swing of her father's sword, my partner cut a deep gash into his chest. The Nyctor screamed and hit the ground like a spinning bowling ball, but we were already running past him, out into the open fields of the farmland. There were workers cowering in the fields, and they looked confused by the presence of soldiers and the explosive sounds from my rifle. Then, as the black-eyed woman and I ran past them, some broke and ran in fear, while others stared in dumb shock from the chaos. The Zenkari woman and I entered a field of tall, wheat-like grain and zigzagged our way through it to try and lose the guards. I knew that the remaining Nyctors would be able to track us, but anything we could do to get further ahead of the soldiers on the ground would be to our benefit. As we exited out of the other side of the field, we continued west, and I hoped we'd be able to get to the tunnel before Janaeus and his men caught up. I could hear muffled shouts behind me, and briefly looked back to see the 11 remaining soldiers and Janaeus streaming out of the village, and two Nyctors were flying at full speed behind us.
Can you rifle them?
Amrilla shouted as she looked back over her shoulder. Yeah! I shouted back as I spun around and aimed up at the Nyctors. The angle they were swooping toward us made them somewhat small targets, but I was able to hit one in the wings and then another in the face. They both plummeted from the sky like shot ducks, but then an arrow buzzed by my face like an angry hornet, and I ducked down lower in the grass to keep from catching the next one in my face. I needed to get some space so I could use my rifle without them being able to return fire with their bows. Let's try to get more distance, I shouted to Amrilla as I pulled on her arm. Keep low! We ran west through more fields and jumped over low stone walls and wooden fences like parkour runners. We were moving faster than the elves, but I heard screeches in the air, and I realized there was no way we were ever going to be able to outrun the Nyctors out in the open cavern. We needed to get into the more narrow cave tunnels. Then I'd be able to shoot these fuckers from behind some cover. One of the Nyctors swooped before I could get my rifle up, but I rolled onto my back to avoid his sword cut and fired into his back when he swooped back up. My bullet caught him right in the ass, and he screamed as his body turned into a spiraling top of blood, wings, and shit. Then another winged asshole landed with a hop, pulled his own brutish sword, and took a wide swing at Amrilla. Sparks flew through the air as she raised one of her swords to block. Then the red-skinned woman brought her other sword up in a precise motion, slashed at the creature's chest, and gashed his face with her follow-through strike. Damn. She was really fucking good with her swords. The Nyctor stepped back and put his hand over the ruined side of his face, and Amrilla saw her opportunity and ran the beast through. The Nyctor's body seized, and then he slid from the horned woman's sword and fell dead in the field. I leapt to my feet, took aim at two more Nyctors hovering above us, and lit them up with four more shots. I didn't see any other flying fuckers, but the angle of the slope we were on and the grass hid the distance of the chasing elves. I had lost track of how many bullets I'd fired from my mag, but I figured I was close to empty, so I quickly switched it out for a fresh one as Amrilla gave the corpse of the Nyctor she just killed three good kicks with the toe of her leather boot. "Keep running!" I shouted to Amrilla. "We have to get to the tunnels!"
"No! This way! Trust me!"
Amrilla started to run southwest through the fields. The red-skinned woman led me away from the tunnels I knew would take us back to the mushroom forest, and the terrain became rockier and more wild as we moved away from the farmland. I could still hear the shouts of the guards and Janaeus barking commands, but they seemed to have thought we were going to run into the tunnels, and they hadn't quite figured out we'd changed directions in the long grass. I knew Amrilla had bought us a bit of time, but we were talking about maybe a few minutes. It probably wasn't enough time to fill the third magazine, so that meant I only had 40-something shots across the three, and my two pistol mags. Was it enough to deal with all these fuckers? I hoped so. But I really hoped we could just lose them in the caverns.